Lincut is an online bookmarking service, but one with a slight twist. Whereas you'd normally expect to have to create yourself an account to register with the service to be able to save your bookmarks, say with the big players like Delicious, Deco and so forth, Lincut doesn't require that of you. You're able to save your bookmarks simply by dropping their bookmarklet onto your browser toolbar. What that does is set up a unique ID for you within Lincut so that you can get back to your bookmarks at any time in the future. When you drag your bookmarklet to the toolbar for the first time, it opens a window, the kind of window that you get with every bookmark that you make from there on. And within that window is a View My Bookmarks link. And when you click on that, it takes you to your account. Now, your account is, as I said, unique. And you can create yourself a PIN so that it remains secure, if you will, for editing in the future. And it's the PIN that you then use as your password. You've not got an account, but that's the place that you can, or that's the mechanism by which you can restrict access. Within your account, there are various settings. You can you can choose to save out your links at any time in the future as a text file. That's really important to be able to do that. You can decide whether or not your account will be public. It is by default, but you can change that to a private setting in the future. All your links, as you gradually build them up within your account, will be arranged in whichever order you choose. You can sort it by date, URL or title. Every time that you create a new bookmark, you're only required to provide three pieces of information. There'll be the URL, which is done automatically when you click on the Lincut bookmarklet, and then you give it a title and add some comments if you choose to do so. All that can be used in the future. As your bookmarklets increase in number, you can choose to favourite certain ones of them. So if there are some that are particularly specific, then that favouriting option might be a way that you can order them in the future. You need to think carefully about the way that you add your metadata. Because it's less extensive than in some of the other bookmarking services, and by that I mean there are no tags, you need to think about those options by which you can sort your bookmarks in the future. If you've got 1,000 bookmarks, you need to have a system in place for being able to arrange them. But because it's not that complicated, it might be a useful way for people who are just starting out with bookmarking online.